You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here to take up the weather forecast. It's a beautiful day, Drew, and I suspect that it might stay that way, and farmers would really like it so they can continue to harvest. What can you tell me about the weather forecast?
Well, you know, I do think it's looking fairly good across the region. We don't have any good reason to complain at the moment. There's probably going to be a little bit of shower activity coming up here at the end of the week as a very weak cool front tries to cut through the Midwest. It'll be located from Minnesota through Iowa to Kansas probably sometime on Friday evening. And it probably won't work its way into Illinois or Missouri, at least not eastern Missouri, until sometime on Saturday about mid-morning. And from there onward, the weather across the heart of the Midwest will probably deteriorate somewhat with that frontal system. But it's such a weak front that the rain is going to be erratic and mostly very light. A quarter of an inch or less will probably occur most often. There might be a couple of spots out there you could get a half inch of rain. But it doesn't look all that impressive. But I think a fair amount of Illinois and neighboring states will see rain at one time or another in association with this frontal boundary. And then we'll take a little break from it. Probably see dry weather occur during the latter half of the day on Saturday and on into Sunday, and then a new low pressure center is forming out in the plains at that point in time, and it will come roaring across the Midwest during the early part of next week, maybe Sunday night at the earliest, but mostly Monday and early Tuesday event, and that is when we'll probably see the field work put on hold for a little bit, but not a lot. It'll get dry after that again.
How much rainfall do you think will come with that event?
Well, the event for late in the week and early next week probably will produce a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain. The low-pressure center is currently expected to track from Kansas to Wisconsin. If it takes that track, there won't be anything greater than that. If the track is shifted a little bit more to the southeast, which I think is still a possibility, we might end up with some greater amounts, with some local totals maybe getting upwards around an inch. But as long as the low stays to the north, we will probably be on the weaker side of the event, and we could end up with, again, another erratic rain event. So a significant setback in field work, that's not very likely.
Our contacts in Ukraine tell us that they're this week moving in the field as well to pick corn. How will their conditions be?
Well, they're definitely going to be better. It's been downright cold over there this past 10 days, and it was very wet before that. So field work is definitely behind the normal pace there, not only for corn planting but for wheat planting as well, and also rye. And the weather conditions will be a lot better over the next 7 days with a lot less precipitation, in fact, virtually nothing. And temperatures, it'll be back to slightly warmer than usual bias, but it'll only last for a week. Come the latter part of next week, we're going to be seeing more rain and snow in the western parts of the former Soviet Union, and it's going to get very cold again.
And finally, check harvest progress for me and conditions in China.
They're having a great harvest season right now, with the exception of the northeast corner of China, where it's still raining too much. Some of the quality of soybeans there could end up being compromised if they can't get into a better drying mode. But the rest of China is in great shape and seeing a very limited amount of rainfall with low soil moisture, and the temperatures are warm. It's the perfect environment for not only harvesting corn and soybeans, but also planting winter wheat.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew.
Great. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. And that wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a safe day. I'm Todd Gleason.